Bob, you back?
I just got in this morning. Buzz Wheeler and I had an excellent trip, I think, and I wanted to report on 3 points of it to you. First, in our conversations with Wilson, Healy, and Stewart, and subsequently with von Hassel in Paris, I think the outlines of the only possible solution that would lead to hardware in collective sharing of our nuclear weapons with the UK, Germany, and any others that wanted to come in became very clear. And I don't know exactly which way we ought to go, but I think the limits of any solution that would be developed are very clear to George Ball and I believe to Mac and to me, and at some point in the near future we can present that problem to you for decision. Secondly, in Paris we met with the NATO defense ministers to try to set up some way in which the other allies who were interested could participate more fully in the planning of our nuclear operations and in considering procedures for possible use of nuclear weapons in their defense. And I think we got that started. And the Germans in particular seem pleased with the progress made, although I'm sure they don't consider that it's a full substitute for hardware, which they are still interested in. Thirdly, in South Vietnam, Buzz and I had, although a short visit, a very intensive one with Lodge and Westmoreland and our combat commanders and logistical commanders there, as well as with the political staff of the embassy. We spent, I'd say, 12 or 14 hours in conference with them and another 8 or 10 visiting field installations, particularly the 1st Air Cavalry Division that was in that intense combat the last 3 or 4 weeks around Play Me. And out of this came an understanding of the situation that I think was somewhat more comprehensive than I had before, and also my personal judgment that the situation is much more critical than at least I had realized. I've prepared a 3 or 4 page single-space report on this, and I'm going to send it down by courier to you today. I thought you might be interested in looking at it. After that, at some point, you might want to discuss it.
That's a good. Rusk is coming down here Thursday. Do you think it might be desirable for us to get together then?
I think it'd be highly desirable.
Right, he's. You might talk to him and see what time he's going to be here. He's going to speak in St. Louis that night.
All right.
And he'll come as early that morning.
Well, that'd be fine. I'd like to get back here that afternoon if I could anyhow.
Well, he could, and that would suit me fine. So why don't you just ask him and see if y'all... I guess you'd have to come in two planes, though, because he's got to stop in St. Louis.
Well, that's all right. That's fine.
Or you could come together and talk and then
go back
have a Jetstar meet you, or your plane meet you in St. Louis.
Yeah, or we can, somewhere or other, we can get back. That's fine. Did you have any particular time Thursday morning you'd like to set?
Oh, just as soon as y'all get here. I don't want to make him get up too early.
Oh, that's no
but
problem.
But whatever time you and I get up early. But you better ask him what time he wants to get up. And if, say, if you took off there at 8, that would be 7 here, and you'd be here at 10.
Well, why don't we just say 10 a.m.?
That'd be good.
Very good. We'll plan to be there. Do you want Mac or not want him?
Yes, I guess so.
I think it's probably wise.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be there Thursday. That's excellent, Mr. Brad.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.